This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Arlene Battisil, she's the best-selling author of the book Retail Shock Therapy, a prescription for what ails your online sales. She's a Shark Tank TV star. You've probably seen her on Shark Tank. She's a co-founder of GoGo Gear, and Damon John calls Retail Shock Therapy a must-read for businesses selling online. It's available on Amazon. Arlene, welcome to the program today.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Let me ask you on a lighter side. I'd love to ask you about, I was reading an article where we talk about testing your own product, and I had a big smile on my face reading that, looking at you. I think you went down a hill, you were dragged behind a motorcycle. And I said, wow, that is really somebody who's going the extra mile to make sure that their product is good for the consumer. And so I made a note that I had to ask you to tell me a little bit about those testing times.
Well, this is in the early days when I didn't know any better. I was a little younger, so throwing yourself down a hill hurt a little less than it might today. But, you know, I thought, okay, how am I going to prove that this product that I've invented actually works? And I was so naive that I thought if I just threw myself down a hill, you know, I'm all geared up and I take a running start and then I throw myself down this hill and I went tumbling down the hill. But, you know, when I posted that, video on YouTube, oh my God, legitimate motorcycle people were just crushing me. This is not how you test things. Only, you know, I got enough bad comments on that. I got more people looking at it. So from a marketing and advertising standpoint, it did beautifully.
Because
any press is good press, even if it's horrible. And so that was my first exercise in understanding, gosh, I really have no idea what I'm doing here.
Well, I love it. You went behind it. You were dragged behind a motorcycle too as well, right?
Yes. I needed to show that I was willing to put myself in harm's way. And yes, I had a guy drag me about 80 feet down the pavement. Wow. In one of the garments that I had made, because what I felt was really important is that for people who are looking for things to keep them safe, the best way of showing them that it's safe is showing that it works. And so, as has been the case since the beginning, whenever we've had a customer crash in one of our garments, I always ask to get the garment back so I can inspect it and see how it performed, because all of that is learning for me in terms of improving the product. And so, you know, I will always do videos and post them on the internet and also on Facebook and the rest of social media, demonstrating this is the garment, this is what the customer told me happened to them in this crash, and here I'm showing you the actual garment, because it lends so much confidence to the consumer that, yes, I see it, I know that this has happened, and I can feel safe in this too. It's one thing to have your friends recommend a product and say, oh, I just love it, it fits great, it looks great, and whatever, but when you're talking safety, the best, you know, recommendation comes from someone who's crashed in it.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.